You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Lynn Yates, Mina Kimes, Woody Paige, Ramona Shelburne. How about that battle? Patrick Mahomes off the worst start of his career. Should he be telling Kansas City to get him Odell? And the Carolina Panthers bringing back a familiar face and monocle and steampunk hat. This is Grey Gardens meets Mad Max. Let's go! Wingdings! Carolina Panthers and Cam Newton reuniting today. With Sam Darnold's injury, there was the opening, and cosmically, karmically, this happened suddenly and dapperly. Panthers released about four posts celebrating Cam, whether that's enough goodwill to cover up the dumping of him 2 years ago. We'll see. Mina Kimes, around the horn to you. Does it make sense? Cam Newton coming back to Carolina?
It makes a lot of sense because, for starters, what else are they going to do? It's November. Veteran quarterbacks aren't exactly available everywhere. And this is a Carolina team that is still in playoff contention, largely because of their excellent defense and has gotten very, very bad quarterback play thus far. Now, as far as what we're going to get from Cam Newton, I understand a lot of people were underwhelmed with his last regular season with New England. But the last time we saw him actually play football, Tony, was his preseason. And he played well. He looked healthy, sharp. Decisive. His last throw, actually, which was intercepted by Blake Martinez, was a good throw, and it's part of the reason why I was surprised New England cut him. In Carolina, he has a quarterback-friendly offense with Joe Brady, good weapons, okay offensive line, but I'll tell you this, it makes me a lot more interested in watching the Panthers now.
Lynn Yates, does this make sense? Cam Newton and Carolina trying it again.
I think it makes sense, and it makes a lot of dollars for Cam, too. I was surprised at the amount of money they're giving this guy, but it means he's probably going to play rather quickly. And overall, it's just plain fun. Let's not forget who Cam Newton is. He is the lifeblood of this franchise for a generation. It injects a whole lot of interest in a season that looked like it was going downhill. There's nothing wrong with that in this case. When your other option is a guy that was playing in the XFL, you absolutely want to make sure that you get back a legend, and it gives you a little bit of goodwill as well. He got out of town on a weird note at best. This at least offers some bread breaking to bring things back together. And
all right, so you believe that, that you could patch things up if there was something that needed to be patched?
Yes.
And everything? Okay.
I do.
Ramona, you might remember Cam Newton said, my aura might be stopping teams from siding me because he's such a big personality. Well, he's returning to Carolina. Can it work?
I think so. I mean, look, he's been humble since he's left Carolina, and they have a whole new regime in there. I mean, Matt Rhule took over a couple months before they got rid of him, before they said goodbye to Cam. But the GM is new. There's a whole new team in there. It's not like there's a lot of bad blood that he's returning. If anything, I think he returns with the city embracing him because they know him and they want to see him succeed and resurrect his career here. Plus, he's vaccinated now. That was one of the reasons why I think the Patriots did cut him and why he hasn't found a job for as long as he's been sitting out. That's taken care of. And he could play this weekend against Arizona, but what if he comes back against the Washington football team and Ron Rivera? Ah.
Yeah, I guess that's possible, too. Woody Paige, I'll bring you in here. Do you believe? Well, let's get to where Mina started. Playoff chance. Do you believe Carolina with Cam Newton can do something the rest of the season?
Well, it would be a mistake for me to disagree with this star-studded panel that you put together.
Thank you, Woody. Thanks for noticing. First time ever, this panel. Mm-hmm.
However, it should be noted that Cam Newton spent 9 years with the Panthers. How many times can these panelists tell me, how many times did they make the playoffs with him? Three. 30% of the time. So, really, okay. Are you expecting this team to get to the playoffs with him? I don't believe so. But what I do like about it, I think the prodigal son coming home is a good idea, even though he's not a son anymore. He's middle-aged in football terms. But I think this, that he and Christian McCaffrey coming back at about the same time makes a lot of sense, because when they did play together, they were very effective offensively, both of them running the football. So I think it makes sense for him. It's entertaining. The crowd will show up just to see him. But are they going to the playoffs? No, they didn't do it before.
Nate Cobb's back in.
Well, I mean, I think making a Super Bowl is pretty impressive, and that's not a terrible playoff record. Look, it's all relative here. Like, it's not like Carolina wasn't getting average quarterback play before. They were amongst the worst in the NFL offensively. So any improvement on that will be an upgrade in the eyes of Panthers fans. But this is a defense-led team. Everyone understands that. So the expectations for Newton are not very high.
Nate's last word.
I was just going to say, minimizing the impact of Cam Newton's legacy in Charlotte is outrageous, Woody. I'm sorry. One Super Bowl, there's an outside argument the guy could have a statue outside of the Daggone Stadium when his career finally ends, man. Come on, dog.
We'll move on. Patrick Mahomes. There's a next-gen stat going around that he's 0-9 on passes that travel over 20 yards in the air the last 2 weeks. Not sure if that counts, that last game-ending pass versus Green Bay, but it's another example that Mahomes and KC are not Mahomes and KC right now. Last week, the career worst, rock bottom, 4.5 yards per attempt. Here's Mahomes midweek.
I mean, I'm going to take shots. I mean, we've been the last few years, I've taken those shots and they've worked. I've taken those shots and they haven't worked, and we've still been able to find ways to score points. Whenever I got a guy with a chance downfield, I'm going to give him a chance to make a play.
So, Clinton, I got two questions for you. Do you think Mahomes need to say that he's still going to take shots? Does he need to publicly announce that? And do you think the team needs to add Beckham here to help him figure out whatever's not working this season?
I think Beckham would be an option because of one reason. The other thing he said there was what it comes down to is execution. And I think that's not just pointing to himself, but it's also pointing to other guys. They've had a reasonable amount of drops on this team. He talked about, people talk about that one play where he didn't go underneath to Kelsey. Kelsey had dropped some balls previously in that game. They've had problems with turnovers, which is another issue. There are bigger issues, I think, than just whether or not Patrick Mahomes is throwing the ball down the field a lot. Sure, is that a thinly veiled reference to get me somebody I can trust? I would say so. Whether or not that's going to be Beckham or not, we don't know. But I don't think you take away what he likes to do. That's why you gave him all that money to be the leader of your team.
Times?
As far as Beckham goes, they should absolutely try to acquire him. It's low risk, high reward. Clinton's correct. They need another wide receiver. As to Mahomes' point about taking more shots, we know why the Chiefs' deep passing attack has been less successful. Largely is because of the way defenses are playing them with those two high shells, forcing them to dink and dunk their way down the field, or at least trying to force them to. Mahomes still keeps pushing it. I do think Kansas City would be better served by running the ball more and taking what's given to them, but I also think Mahomes should continue to try to take shots. They are occasionally there for him. Tyreek Hill does get open, and at some point it's going to click, and he's going to go back to being Patrick Mahomes.
Woody Page.
Tony and I talked about this a week or so ago about whether teams had solved him, and they have. And I mentioned the Tampa Bay. Well, that's two deep safeties. And it's working against the Kansas City Chiefs. And the reason he shouldn't be throwing down the field so often, first of all, why don't you just give everybody the script of the first 15 plays while you're out there? I'd love to have that from a quarterback before a game. But in regard to throwing it, when you've got a tight end who is not arguably who is the best healthy tight end in the entire league, and you're not throwing to him, you could target Kelsey 15 times a game and he'd catch 14 of them. And you're trying to go to guys that really can't get deep. If you're going to do it, go to Hill. They're actually using backup wide receivers that he's going to. No, he shouldn't reveal it, A. B, he shouldn't be concentrating on that. He's got a terrible offensive line still, so they're still coming with pressure against him. Work your way down. You'll go score more than 13 points in a game.
There's a lot to unpack there, and I also want a companion show to Around the Horn of just the faces of Mina Kimes and Ramona Shelburne and Clinton Yates while Woody's talking. I'll get to every Ramona. Come on in here. Woody thinks the NFL has figured out Patrick Mahomes. He's established that over a couple weeks, and the last two games, he's not wrong. What do you say here?
That's a couple of games, but you don't want to lose the one thing that makes Patrick Mahomes, is his swagger, his confidence, that arm, but also the ability, this idea that he can fit the ball into any space that he wants to. And for a couple of seasons, he's proven that he can. I mean, the guy throws the ball underhand and puts it wherever he wants it. So I want Patrick Mahomes to have all that swagger and confidence. You know, I cover the NBA every day, and when a shooter is not making shots, you know what the coach tells him to do? Keep shooting. Shoot more. You'll get out of it. So would it be great to throw a couple to Travis Kelce? Sure. Get some confidence. I don't think he's lacking confidence.
When you hear the league is solved, Patrick Mahomes, Mina, what are you thinking?
I think that Patrick Mahomes played plenty of too-high defenses during his career in the NFL and was successful against them prior to this year. I also think he does target Travis Kelce, but Travis Kelce isn't beating press coverage the way he did in the past. Finally, I think the Chiefs' offensive line is fine. It's a number of things. Mahomes needs to play better, but the idea that the league has like a blueprint for him is just inaccurate.
One more story here. Panthers' Brian Burns talking about Mac Jones not apologizing for the ankle twist we saw this week. Here it is.
It would be nice to have an apology, but I mean, it's not gonna happen. And I mean, however the NFL handles it, it's on them. I would just like to play them again. And I wish all my fellow DN brothers happy hunting.
Woody, we'll give you first crack on this one. Does Mac Jones have a problem here? Does the NFL have a problem here? Burns saying, let's let happy hunting on the quarterback.
I think the NFL has a problem. They don't want players targeting, if you will, a player that's in the league, specifically a quarterback-laden NFL. I think that Burns was having some fun with it, honestly, so I'm not going to go over the top and say he should be fined $30,000. But I think the explanation by Jones was correct. He didn't know who had the ball. A leg came by. He grabbed it. He didn't know whether he was making a great play on an interception or that a guy was out of the play. Really, so I'm buying his explanation, and Burns couldn't get away from a quarterback. I mean, really, I think he could have if he'd have really
tried. Ramona, I'll bring you
but
in here.
For him to bring it up.
Look, I'm okay with Burns being upset because he did hurt his ankle. Like, he was hurt the rest of that game. But, like, when I see it from that angle, I mean, I see a loose ball and the defense, everyone's chasing after it. I thought in football's fair when the ball's on the ground, everybody's diving for it.
Woody, getting me in the Thanksgiving mood. A leg came by, I grabbed it. That's what I do every single time I see it. But I think overall, sticking with the food metaphor, this isn't quite a nothing burger, but it's a nothing burger like with cheese. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what happens every week in the NFL. I would expect somebody to be upset about it. I don't need fines. I don't need penalties. It's no big deal.
Happy hunting, Mina Kimes.
Happy hunting. I don't believe Mac, frankly, because I've seen other angles where he's looking right at Burns, who clearly does not have the football, but I also don't think it's a huge deal. I also think Burns saying happy hunting is fine, because it's not like baseball encouraging retribution. Happy hunting is literally what edge rushers do in the NFL. That is their job, and they're going to go after Mac.
Let's not recall this is a league that is flagging people for looking over at sidelines after they make a sack. Let's not forget that, all right? So we're flagging taunting, but this was something completely different. A player missed time because of the ankle twist, and there was no flag. We'll take a break right here. Buy or sell's next.
Wascally Wabbits.
Around the Horn is presented by Crown Royal. Take a water break. Stay hydrated. Stay royal. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
NBA Eastern Conference standings right now. Everybody look it up. At Chicago and Washington. They win every night. Last night, Chicago over Dallas, Washington over Cleveland. Both are 8-3. Some tough news for Chicago to swallow today. Vucevic is going to be in the health and safety after testing positive for COVID. Could miss a week. A lot of that's happening in the Eastern Conference right now. Joel Embiid's missing time for Philly. But Ramona, is there any way this is real? Washington and Chicago in the Eastern Conference.
Define real. Okay, are they really good, gonna win the East, or are they really good enough to be playoff teams? I think both teams can be playoff teams. I like the Wizards in that they added a whole bunch of depth. They just got a bunch of players from a championship team. And if you look, I'm out here in LA watching Russell Westbrook throw the ball off Anthony Davis's head yesterday in the game. The three guys, Montrezl Harrell, Kyle Kuzma, and KCP, their combined turnovers per game less than Russell Westbrook. Less. Three players less.
Wow, that is a piece of information there. Woody Page, how real are Chicago and Washington?
Ramona, look up in the dictionary, real, and you'll see the Washington Wizards. Let's wait on the Chicago Bulls before we get particularly. Oh, well, yeah. Dinwiddie, great, great addition to that team. But the most important addition to that team was Wes Unseld Jr. He has a history with the Wizards because of his father. He's a great defensive coach. I saw him with the Nuggets for years doing that. I think he's turned them around, made it a better defensive team. Chicago's got a five-game trip to the West Coast. Get back to me.
Okay, Mina Kimes, how about you?
Well, if Ramona looks up real, I don't think she'll see Wizards because they're mythical creatures or mythical entities, Woody. Bulls are actually real, and I think the team is real. They are, in addition to Miami, the only team in the East to be top 10 in both offensive and defensive rating. And what impresses me the most is that they're doing it so early in the season. Like, we got a bunch of new players playing together, new coach for the first time, and they already look so solid. So I think they're going to be good all season long.
NCY.
I can't believe we're giving Ramona points for all of the people the Lakers jettisoned across the league who are now flourishing and making all sorts of other teams better. You know what I'm saying? I think that the most real, on top of the fact that the Wizards are doing well, are the Bulls. They've gelled together in the offseason like no team I've seen. That play that you saw on the B-roll was exactly what embodies who they are. And Caruso leading the league in steals off the bench. Come on, man. Again, once again, he was a Laker. They didn't want to give him as much money. They probably should have.
Bucks Knicks last night. Milwaukee was up 22. Late third when Tom Thibodeau benched his starters. Knicks went on a 29-7 run and tied the game with 5 minutes to go in the fourth before Milwaukee hit back and won by 12. But it's Thibodeau benching his starters, Woody. Do the Knicks have a starting rotation problem?
Well, the first aspect of that problem is they're playing their starters too much. They're actually, those five guys are getting too much time, more than any starting unit in the league. And I would make a move. Derrick Rose is playing extremely well. I'd move him in the starting lineup and put Kemba Walker as the catalyst for bringing in people off the bench.
So you see this more as modifying the chess pieces a little bit on the board, but not really panicking. Mina Kimes, how about you?
Well, I mean, the starting lineup is getting outscored by more than 14 points per 100 possessions. So, yeah, they've got a problem. As far as what to do, I do disagree with Woody. My move would be less Kemba, more Emmanuel quickly. I think that's the answer so that RJ and Randall can be more of the playmakers on the ball. To me, that's the adjustment that that the coach should make right now.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, I think this team is also dealing with a situation where expectations have changed because of everybody else in the conference. There are other teams, like we just talked about, that are improving. The Knicks are looking over their head. They can't win a game at MSG, even though people are screaming in front of cameras. Yes, they need to make some adjustments, but I don't think it necessarily means that the bench is the starters of the issue.
Look, it is pretty simple. They were the third best defensive team in the league last year. They're fifth worst this year. I mean, Tom Thibodeau teams are defensive-minded teams, and they're not playing any defense this year. They have some new starters there, Kemba Walker, obviously Evan Fournier. Really good offensive players, really good shooters, but not as good defensively as the guys they replace. And so I think they're just having some growing pains, and that's why Tibbs sat them down. Tony, I have a question. Have you ever wanted to do the same thing? To have a whole, sit the starters in the panel? Just get a whole new panel in halfway through the show?
I see everybody as a starter. Mita Kimes, I did catch one thing there. The coach was sitting in your headset. You forgot Tibbs' name?
You're
not sure to say Thibodeau or Thibodeau. It's one of these names. The name is Thibodeau. The nickname is Tibbs. Not Tibbs.
I know. I knew it was getting stuck.
You got enough to advance. Woody Page, Clinton Yates. Nice toss, Woody. Oh, maybe I should bring Woody in for the
I'm the tall champion around here, Woodrow. Yeah.
Shelburne and Kimes. I think it's their first
show
against each
first
other,
show,
and they made showdown.
Oh, boy.
Let's do it in 2 minutes.
Oh, boy. L.A. on L.A. action.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Around the Horn is presented by Crown Royal. Take a water break. Stay hydrated. Stay royal. Drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Ravens, Dolphins, Thursday Night Football. If Baltimore only plays tight last possession games, and it certainly seems like they only play tight last possession games, Mina, could tonight be a tight last possession game?
I think it could be because the Ravens' pass defense has been underwhelming, but I think Baltimore wins, and here's why. Mark Andrews is Lamar Jackson's favorite target, one of the best tight ends in the NFL. Miami is 28th in DVOA at defending tight ends. Just a bad matchup for them.
Lamar Jackson's had two of his best rushing games in back-to-back weeks. They're playing a team that just snapped a 7-game losing streak. I like the Ravens.
Yes. So you're saying not a tight last possession game. Mina's giving the possibility. Point. Shelburne. Russell Wilson is back and practicing and reportedly looks pretty good in practice. Seattle 3-5 against Packers this week. Ramona, could Russell Wilson save the Seahawks season? Should he come back and start this week?
Yeah, why not? I mean, he's got amazing healing powers. I want to know what he did to heal a bone in 3 weeks, but there's three wild card spots out there. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not delusional. I know Seattle's not one of the best teams in the NFC, but right now the wildcard teams are very beatable. It's Atlanta and New Orleans. So, yeah, Seattle can contend.
Yeah. Well, I typically go to Ramona for Seattle, but I guess, yes, here's how Russell Wilson came back. He's Wolverine. Now, is Wolverine a system mutant is a question some have asked, but we'll move on. Northern Illinois and Ball State play for the Bronze Stalk. What is the Bronze Stalk? Who knows? But it's Maction, and it's really tight late, and NIU kicker John Richardson won it and celebrated like you're seeing right here. Mina, over the top to make your way to the opposing bench, pretend like you don't know where you are, then continue running, and then find ice in the veins? Or is it just the right celebration?
It's not over the top, but it's a mistake, Tony, because as a kicker, the ultimate thing, the goal, the thing every kicker wants is to be hoisted up by his teammates. This guy was running away from his teammates. They were trying to lift him, and they couldn't catch him.
I don't think any celebration is ever too premature or ever too excited. I mean, when you're excited, I like to see people who are excited. Just do it. Just go for it, man.
There is a great amount of plausible deniability when you're taunting the opposing team, but you're saying, I don't know where I am. I don't know where I am.
I got ice in my veins.
Ramona Shelburne, today's champion. 30 seconds, please.
Tone, I'm really glad you came to me on this because it's Veterans Day, and I don't think we say enough about Veterans Day every year. You know, I'd like to give a shout out to all the people in my family who served, my grandfather Archie, my cousin Tahita. Thank you so much for all your service. We do a lot of tributes around the world, but you guys put your life on the line for all of us, so thank you. And let's take a moment today.
Yeah, we need to say more about them.
We have every year,
and
we don't celebrate
enough. Them. They serve us. How do we serve them? The battle doesn't end over there. It's when they come home, too. See you tomorrow.
Happy Hour is presented by Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.